Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan desires to have you to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith fail not. He said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. And so here, we must understand certain things to understand about Satan, about satanic functioning. See, when man fell, Adam fell. Adam and Eve, they sinned in the garden, and their nature, you're born with Adam's nature, which is a sin nature. Adam's nature is a sin nature. And I mentioned earlier in the first service, Adam's nature is a sin nature, and every man is born with Adam's nature because he fell. But Jesus is called the second Adam. And so now when you get born again, although Jesus didn't have a sin nature, you're born again. Amen. But now the way you function, you can be born again and still be carnal. You can be very carnal until you renew your mind. God, the new birth experience is spiritual. It's spiritual. But the word of God is spiritual. So God gives you, you got a new birth and you're born again. You're new creatures in Christ Jesus. And God has given you a script to fit your new identity. You can have a new identity with old words. The devil scripted your life. He scripted your life before you got saved. He trained you what to say, when to say it, what to be afraid of, and what words to trigger those fears, how to treat other people, how you think about other people. Where'd you get that from? So here, God gives you, you get born again, you have his spirit, and he said, let me give you my words. Where's my power? With my words, you walk the love walk. Matter of fact, you remember I mentioned this thing about racism, amen? That's man-made, where it comes from, the devil. It's not but a plan of the devil, because ain't no difference in people. There's no difference in people. People are the same. They look different on the outside. That's not nothing but the wrapper. That's the wrapper. That had to do with the part of the world you were made in. You were made to handle certain climates based on how your skin is and how you look, how your hair and your skin is. It's made to fit a particular location. Come on, somebody. God, that smart. He wouldn't make you and put you in a hot climate and give you skin that couldn't stand heat. You're in a part of the world where you can't stand heat and nobody has invented suntan oil. But the people that were raised in the part of the world where it's a lot of heat, they got skin that can handle heat. That's us. Negroes. Amen. And the people that have the cold, that like cold, that's where they was at. They was where it's cold all the time. And they love it. And their skin fitted. Amen. And they can't pick cotton. But that's the Lord doing. That's the outside. But on the inside, this is where God deals with man. On his heart, what's on the inside of him. Can you say amen? Because people are the same. Amen. Amen. I just thought of a song just now. I'm not going to sing it. Amen. I ain't going to tell you anywhere. It's by Curtis Mayfield. There was some lyrics he had in a song talking about he met people from all different parts of the world. And people are basically the same, have the same fears, died so many years. It's some things that he said that are common to all people. Amen. And so here, but where all the division come from? That's on the inside. See, the answer to that is the word of God. Hallelujah. But let me go further. So it says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Is that the way your Bible reads? Now, here's what that means. Here's what that means. It means that in the light, he sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. The flesh God is talking about has to do with the mind and the natural flesh, the natural appetites of the flesh. That doesn't have to do, that has nothing to do with skin color or your race. That has to do with Adam's fall, amen, from God, his separation from God. Because he's separated from God, his flesh, amen, he's not naturally godly anymore. You're not naturally godly. And so his flesh, well, the word says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now you see right there where it said Christ Jesus, this is the New Testament. It's talking about Jesus, what Jesus had done, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. See, the law of sin and death, when man had the law, he couldn't keep it. He couldn't keep the law. All them rules, he couldn't keep them. Because he was a sinner. His flesh, it was a weakness in his flesh. And see, when you say flesh, that goes with what you're thinking as well as what you're doing. And so when all those laws were put in, the Levitical laws, you can't eat this, you can't do this, don't marry your sister, all kinds of stuff like that was put in there. That was because the flesh didn't have limits. The flesh, the limitations of the flesh. So it was limited because of the flesh. So God had to cause us to be born out of the limitations of the flesh. Come on, somebody. The new birth. With the word of God, being born again, you will transcend the limitations of the flesh. Yeah. You'll transcend the limitations of the flesh. How? By the Spirit of God and the power of God. And this is what he's saying is available. Now, here's what I mentioned. I'll just be able to just cover this and we'll be through. What happened was, and this helps you to identify yourself. It helps you identify yourself, your identity. Your identity, you are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All right, but many believers haven't understood the old creature. If all of a sudden you know, well, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, but you didn't fully understand the old creature, you could be saved and sinning and don't know why as a saved person you're sinning. Yeah. You have to get victory through the word of God over your flesh. And the word of God is for that purpose. Your mind has to get renewed. What you think, how you think, when you think, it has to be affected by the word of God. Your thought life is governing your life like your computer, the mainframe. So the word of God in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it's there in Romans, but it's over in Romans 12. Be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. Now, that transformation, it really implies another operation of your life based on the word of God that is now dominating your thought life. Because you are born again, you have the scriptures that go with your new identity. So you got a new identity, but you got to get the word that matches your new identity. Well, you have some of the word, which is John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have what? Everlasting life. That's you as a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you get saved, that becomes yours. All right, now, that's not enough to transform you. What do you mean? I thought I'm born again. Yeah, that's spiritual. But the transformation that takes place in your life with your soul is a byproduct of intake of Bible doctrine, intaking the word of God. Love those who hate you, pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you and say all manner of things against you. That is not normal. That's not what people do. You slap me, I'm going to slap you back. That's the normal thinking. You lie on me, I'm going to lie on you. Yeah, that's normal. That's the normal way. But that's not God's way. That's not how you win. The way to win changes now. God said, I'll fight your battles. He said, I'll fight your battles for you. I got your back. I'll get even. I'll do all your getting even. You know, some of you in here, probably got some people you want to get even with. I hope you just forgive them and let them go. We prayed that prayer before you gave an offering, but don't get even with them. Give them to God. God don't get you even. He gets your head. I said, he doesn't get you even. He gets your head. Amen. And so, but it takes patience. It takes the thought life to do that quickly. So the word says, for what the law cannot do, read that with me if you hear. For what the law cannot do, verse 3, in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Okay, now, the reason for it says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, the way to walk after the Spirit and not the flesh is to renew your mind from the flesh. Our heart mind, this is where the Word of God becomes more valuable to you, you know? So you got to know more in the Bible than Our Father prayer, okay? You got to get in there. This becomes your life. Because your life, the quality of your life, the blessing of your life are determined by this reprogramming of the Word of God. But this is something I'm going to say in just a few minutes I have. The Word says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the what? Of the flesh. Now, keep in mind, the flesh refers to your thought life, your carnal thought life that you got before you got saved, that the world taught you, whatever, and not just the fact that you overeat or you do a certain sin or you like a certain sin or whatever, however the devil trained you. Your devil trained people. He trained their flesh, yeah. You was in training before you got saved. All of us was. We just don't have time to hear that testimony where your training was at. Somebody get to give you their testimony. That's enough. Never mind. Hold it. Wait a minute. I want my wife here. Yeah, these people got some lives. You don't want them to tell. I didn't say lives that you don't want them to tell you. Because you won't sit by them or call them no more if you hear what all they've been in. You did how many years in prison? For what? I didn't know you had been to jail. What? But you a woman. What was you doing in jail? They put women in jail, okay? And I didn't shoot for two of them people. You shot somebody? For what? In a grocery store? Y'all be amazed. Somebody be listening to me and this be their testimony. I said, look to your left, look to your right, look back up here. Now, it's not a lot of people in here. You don't know these people. You don't know these people. And some of the ones that told you haven't told it all. The stuff they've been, it's really not your business. They only tell you the part that God let them tell you. Can you say amen? Don't it make you just laugh, don't you? I'm telling you, boy, I tell you. But God is good. Boy, God is awesome. He loves us with an everlasting love. There's some people, they look so good. They you look like they never done nothing. But be nice and friendly. Don't let them tell you their testimony. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me no way. You used to live well? I remember I was talking to Linda's mother Kit, and we, you know how you have fellowship. I like to talk to people, but I listen too. I said, Mother, where you live there? Where you? She said, I'm from Detroit. I used to live in Detroit. I said, I like how you say that, Mother. She said, yeah, I lived in Detroit. She was telling me her background and everything like that. I said, Mother, you seen some things, haven't you? She said, oh yeah, baby. You know, just talking, because people, there's a reason people love the Lord. People have a reason they love the Lord. You don't know what they've seen and what they've been through and things they've been in. You know, you have to respect that and appreciate. And so when people are looking at you, they got eyes that see like you don't know what they've seen before. They know what they're looking at. They know. That's why the church is so interesting. They can tell you by your walk. Come on, so how they gonna know that? They've been in that world. They can tell. They can actually, I can tell what's on your mind. I can tell. Here's how you think. What you think. Well, how you gonna know what I think? You ain't but 16, but his was on your mind. God is so good, isn't he? But God, thank you for Jesus, amen. So, and you'd be amazed that many people were out there in that world. They was out there and saved. Amen. And they would know the hypocrisy of different people. Oh, but God loved the hypocrite. He's married to the backslider. You might be out there listening to me. God still loves you. Jesus died for your sin. You ain't got nothing to surprise to God. Nothing about your life surprises God. He loves you with an everlasting love. The door is open. You need to come back to Jesus. Amen. So he's married to the backslider. Restore the indifferent. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, this don't care about the church. You indifferent now. That's right. But you haven't always been like that. But God loves you. Amen. That's what the good news of the gospel. That's good news. That God ain't trying to throw you away or kick you out. He loves you. Amen. But I just was just so bad. No, you was a beginner. You didn't even get into what you were doing. But let's go quickly. The word says that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the what? Spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, normally I want to emphasize life, but I want to emphasize peace. You know having the peace of God is something powerful? Don't let it disturb you. Just, oh yeah, I just got the peace of God. Whatever going on in life, you got the peace of God. The peace of God is serious. You can't buy it. Walmart don't sell it. You can have money and don't have it. You can have friends and don't have it. It only comes from God. It's called the peace of God. The word of God said that passes all understanding. Well, I don't know how you, auntie, I don't know how you can just be calm and all this stuff happening with people. That comes from the Lord. That's not something you conjure up yourself. It comes from the Lord. The peace of God that passes. Well, you know what they said? They said something, something might happen. Something might. That's okay, baby. That's okay. Amen. You have that peace. You had that peace. I can tell you what. Your faith is working. You had that peace. You got that love. Your faith is working. Amen. You've learned how to trust God. You ain't got no panic in you. Come day, go day. Come people, go people. You even care. You going with God. Amen. It's priceless with all the stuff that's going on. But the word says, for to be carnally minded is death, in verse 6, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But the carnal mind is enmity with God. The carnal mind is enmity with God. Now what happens? Anxiety, fear, all that, it works against God. Now, circle that verse right there. When you're carnally minded, you're not going to be drawn to God. You won't be. You're in a panic state. You're trying to solve your own problem. Yeah, a lot of people out there, they respect the church, they respect the people of the church, all the things of God, but they're too busy to submit themselves because they're carnal. They're bound by carnality. They think it's something they can do to make life better, then they're going to serve God. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The carnal mind, what it's doing, it's really telling God, in a real nice way, I'm not interested in you yet. Yeah. Yeah, they don't show up. In other words, you never get around to submitting to the Lord because you're busy. The carnal mind is not of God. It's enmity with God. You mean because I'm busy trying to get all that done, I don't love? That's what the Bible says. The carnal mind, it hates God. See, you know what God wants to tell you? He's going to tell you, sit down and shut up. This is what God's message is. Sit down, shut up. I've already fixed it. I've already done it. I don't need you to fix it. I don't need you to do it. I need you to pay attention to what I tell you because you belong to me now. You are mine. Your life is not your own. You can't fix it. Amen. All you're going to do is make it worse, and your mind is going to keep you busy enough until you die suffering, never achieving what you was trying to achieve. What you chasing is vanity. It won't even fulfill you. When you get it, you won't be happy then. When you spend 20 years chasing something, it's still not going to make you happy. You're still not going to have the peace of God. And you say, I spent all this time. going after all of this. Right. The scripture's telling you. But when you come to the Lord, seek the Lord in the days of thy youth. God say, come to me first. He'll handle all the other stuff. Now, I know y'all got it down and everything. We're talking to people listening on Facebook and YouTube. So then that they that are in the flesh, verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Circle it. You know what that means? You're not in faith. You're not walking by faith. You're not in love. You cannot please God in the flesh. Now you think it's okay because I'm sinning, I'm eating too much, doing this, and you know, smoking too much dope or doing this here. No, it ain't talking about that. It's talking about your mind is manufacturing carnality. It said you can't please God. You're not going to be in faith. But when you step back, give it to God. I said, give it to God. That's what God wants you to do. Give it here. Cast all your cares on the Lord. Your light bill. Amen. Your water bill. Your house note. Your bad marriage. Your bad habits. Your drug addiction. Your alcohol. Give it all to God. Give it to God. God said, give it here. He didn't tell you to fix it. He didn't tell you to get over. He said, give it here. Give it to me. Cast your care on the Lord, for he cares for you. This is what it means. If you don't give it to God, you can't please him, because what you're holding on to is going to occupy your life. What you're holding on to is holding on to you. I said, what you are holding on to is holding on to you. But you have the power to let it go. Hallelujah. Maybe think about Jake's message, thou woman, now I loose. Believer, you loose, but you got to let it go. Yeah. You're not holding it, it's holding you. Amen. Whether it's thought habits, carnal thinking, all of that. So anyway, what I'm going to share now, I'll pick it up next time. See, this aspect of Romans, this is when the people who are not Jews, the Bible is now made available to the Gentiles. And that's why I wanted to share this racism part with the Gentiles, because it's like the Jews had this knowledge. Now when you're over here in Romans, the Holy Ghost is after Pentecost, people baptized with the Holy Ghost. And so the Gentiles are getting saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And the distinction is being made. But now what occurred is, and I'll tell you, read the rest of Romans 8. You read it, and what is occurring is that, wait a minute, I'll be sure I'm giving you the right scripture. Yeah. Okay. I think it's chapter 3. I'll pick up there next time where I'll go to you and show it. Where God is revealing that this New Testament, this is where it's revealing that what Jesus did was a mystery hidden in God, and that the Jews didn't know about it. And so the things you read, it takes you right to Pentecost, and then the things that are happening to us in the church age, this is where it reveals that this period of the royal priesthood, the Pentecost, believed men filled with the Holy Ghost, was hidden in God. This is where it's revealing to them. Because all of a sudden, all these Gentiles are saved, getting saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And there was no, God didn't ask the Jews permission. Amen. And they didn't realize it. Because see, they would have, everybody, remember I said to you, I'm closing my Bible here. Remember I said to you how at Pentecost, these were all Jews. Remember, and see, these Jews, there were certain things they actually knew. And so when Pentecost came and those Jews were assembled and they got baptized with the Holy Ghost, after that occurred, when the gospel, they went into Acts and they were doing all the miracles, and I got to get back to Acts. But then when it got to Romans, now the gospel is being preached to the Gentiles, and the Jews, like, because the Gentiles were dogs to the Jews. See, the Gentiles are the people, you got to remember, the Jews have a history of killing Gentiles. God did. God said, kill all these people, kill all their kids, kill all their cattle, and don't bring none of their stuff back, and I'm giving you all this stuff. That's the Jews' reference to the other nations that were heathen. They were heathen idol worshippers. So all of a sudden, all these people that was parts of heathen can be saved now. They can be born again now. And so when you look at that, this is where you see the distinction in man is not race. There's some things the devil don't want to talk about. He don't want you to know. There ain't no distinction in man by his race. Man distinguished by either he's saved or he lost. I don't care what your hair look like, your skin, what part of the world you in, you one of the two. You either born again or you a sinner. And the Bible clears it. And there's nobody old as God. Nobody created man. Amen. I listened to a lady one time. I said, I want to talk to you about this. She said, I'm a Jew. You ain't throwing me nothing. Yeah, you know, well, we won't be whether we the black Hebrews, whether we the real Hebrews or not. You know, well, you know, you find out who the real Hebrews, whenever you find them, if they're living now, they need to be saved. They're going to be saved. I don't care who your descendants are. Amen. You could be, whether you were descendant of one of the Hebrews or Shaka Zulu, you got to be born again. Nah, dude. You got to be born again. Ain't no special merit for nothing, none of that stuff. Amen. It's about eternity. It's about being spiritually born, being born again. Jesus said, Mom, not, you must be born again. So it free you. You know, all that, how you look on the outside, that's carnality. That's carnality. There, the flesh can't please God. God said, what are you talking about? Besides that, I made all people. And I don't need no opinion from nobody about what I made people to look like, what color I made them, how I made the hair. I didn't counsel with y'all about that because I'm God all by myself. You didn't pick how you look. You just was born. You didn't know what the mirror said. Look at that. Look at you, baby. Look at that. That's you in the mirror. Nobody does it. Nobody gets to pick. But God does. So you got to learn to love. You can't love yourself till you love God. I said you can't love yourself till you love God. Until you love God, you can't love nobody else. Amen. You got to love God. Love yourself. Because you are his workmanship. Then you can love other people. You don't go, I don't get along with people well. You probably don't love yourself. Amen. You definitely don't know God. Get a lot of praise. I got to stop. Amen. I got to stop. We'll pick up there. Amen. We talk about faith. Identity is important, saints. So you got to equip yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a lot of things in different cultures in the country and stuff. Yeah. The guy that come along had the greatest impact. The guy talking about the gospel. Dr. King, he came on talking about Jesus. Amen. He said, we got to fight about it. Ain't none of it worth fighting and dying over. Somebody already died. We didn't need the Confederate soldiers to die over. Somebody already died. Jesus already died. We'll pick up that next time. Do you love the Lord? Give the Lord a praise if you would. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road, on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.com. www.airchurch.org.